He wasn't for sure at the time what was going on. I heard my kids in the background screaming. My son, my four-year-old, was crying. I was in total chaos. He hung up on me. I tried calling him back. And it was just very terrifying. I was away from my family, and I just saw it on the news. And when I seen it, I felt so helpless. And I wanted to come, but I couldn't because everything was blocked. And I just thought my whole family were going to be swept away by the water. It was just terrible.
How high up was that gush? How strong was the water?
I was viewing it from television, and it looked like it was about 7-8 feet high, maybe taller. I just kept seeing this wall of water coming toward them, coming toward the house, and it was just... I'm looking for belongings. I'm looking at my kids' pictures, their photographs, a lot of memories that are just gone that I'll never have back. I can't get those years back.
Did you guys live here when this happened 16 years ago?
This happened before?
You didn't know?
No. We've been here for like 8 years.
Did they talk about any of this when you guys bought this house?
No, this was never ever mentioned. I had no idea that we had something so dangerous that was real close to our property line. I mean, my main door right there, there's still sandbags there. I mean, thank God my family's okay, but what, you know, God forbid, it should not have happened. You can't do that. You don't take a risk like that. Human life, you don't do that. It should have not happened. This was not supposed to happen. The city should have been more responsible. This was not supposed to happen, because what if, God forbid, I wouldn't have been here standing, able to talk to you, that this foundation, everything would have been taken away. You know, I mean, what do you say then? Sorry, or we were going to get to it? No.